Hi Emily, this is Marie, and I will be giving you feedback on your course learning activities through this audio podcast. First, I'd like to say I think you were very consistent and comprehensive throughout the modules in developing the learning activities, and I think that will help your students to better acclimate themselves to the course because you are very consistent. One thing that I'd like to mention as well is you were very creative in your module titles, which I like, and you should carry that out through throughout the course, titling your learning activities and other subsections of your course in the same way. In Alex's feedback that she's giving to all of the students, you'll hear a little bit more detail about why that may be necessary. Okay, when I start looking at Module 1, what do I know? It's the first week, and you have an icebreaker activity in here, and that is titled, Why is Math Beautiful? And I think that's a really interesting question. And in that activity, you're asking the students to introduce themselves and talk about their strengths and fears in math. But I'd also like to see you have the students answer the question. I think that would be really interesting. You have a section called Homework Help. I'm a little bit confused about this section. Not sure that I quite understand it. Can you clarify it for the students more? It seems as though you're asking the students to teach each other and that it's going to be a peer learning activity where kind of tutoring and supporting each other. And I really like that idea and that concept. I'm just not quite sure how you have it set up here, if it's going to work, because for instance, in this first module, I'm not sure that students will have a lot of questions to ask that each other can solve. So Even in the later modules, I'm questioning if the students will have asked enough questions, or if someone has already responded with the correct answer, is it really necessary for someone else to respond to that question again in order to just get the points? So I think you might want to restructure that activity. Let's see. In module 2, again, I see the homework help. And the group module problem for module 2, I'm wondering if maybe you could refine the instructions. I think that the students are supposed to use the discussion board to work together to solve the assignment, but I'm not quite sure how they're supposed to be interacting with each other. And you're asking them to post their final answer in a different thread, and I'm wondering why. Maybe there's a purpose for that. If so, maybe you want to have some sort of problem or like a mock interaction worked out to give them an example of what they're supposed to do. That might help clarify that a little bit. Okay. Again, I'm seeing the homework help being the same. The same type of activity. Again, I'm wondering, is the purpose of the homework help to encourage peer learning? And what if there are no questions? Then how do the students get the points? So are you making them, you know, come up with a question just to earn the points for that activity? So maybe you want to think about restructuring that in a way that can create more authentic interaction. Alex will be talking about that as well in her feedback directed to the entire class, and that might help you rethink how you want to have the students help each other. I think it's a great idea. I'm just not sure if it's going to work out well the way that you have it set up right now. I see that you have the students blog, and I like that you're asking them to reflect on their learning. Let's see, what module is it here? Okay, so for module four, in the reflection for the blog, you're asking students to reflect on how do algebraic properties help us solve problems? What pitfalls should we avoid while solving these problems? So I think that might be more of a discussion question to get students to interact back and forth around those ideas. And perhaps a blog question would be written such as, what have you learned? What are you currently struggling with? And why do you think you're struggling in that area? That type of question will really require the students to reflect on, what they're learning, how they're learning, and, why they may be having issues in a certain area. Okay, let's move on here. Again, for module six, I'm looking at the reflections and you're asking how can we use the information we learned in this course to solve real-world problems? What prior knowledge did you use to solve your problem? What types of things are you still interested in learning about? Those again may be better geared towards a student discussion, and maybe having the reflection blog question be how did you learn XYZ? What has helped or hindered your learning in this course? And how do you know that you have learned this concept? Those types of questions really get to students thinking about their personal learning and what type of activity really helps them learn. The questions that you currently have in the reflections, I think are great questions. I just think that having student interaction back and forth would push their learning even more. In module seven, that's we made it to the end. You have the final exam. There wasn't a lot of detail about how you would be conducting this exam. You say that it's not timed, however, you may only take it once. So, is this an exam that they come to class for, or will it be conducted online? I'm sure you've heard the professor say online exams are open book, open notes, and potentially collaborative. And in addition to that, students often run into technical issues when they're taking exams online. So, if that's something you're going to do, you have to think about those issues. Do you have a backup plan? How will you know if students cheat? Are you okay with students working together? Those are all issues that come in when you think about, exams online. Now, I'm going to suggest an alternative which I've used in my instructional design work, and I think it really is a great way for you to uncover what students know, and it also pushes students a lot more in their learning, as compared to answering a multiple choice question. So, the technique that I would suggest is to ask each student to write an exam question or problem. And in addition to writing the question or problem, they will also have to, give you the different answers that they would. Like if it's a multiple choice question, they would give you list each of the multiple choice answers that they would provide with feedback and explanation for each of those answers. And that really asks the students to think about why an answer would be correct or incorrect, and getting them asking them to write out those explanations. You're able to get more of a feel for what they have learned, as well as it's a lot easier to ask students to do work that is authentic to them. So maybe you want to think about some sort of project like that, instead of a final exam. And I'm also missing a course community area, And again, the professor talks about that in her feedback to the whole class. So I think you may want to create a Module 8 that holds the course community area and gives students the opportunity to socialize around topics outside of the course, as well as a suggestion box and, you know, a final culminating activity where you gather feedback. So overall, I think you did a really good job. The activities are consistent from module to module. You're fairly clear in what you're expecting of the students. I think you're going to want to clarify a little bit more, especially depending on the age of the students. They might not be used to an online course, so you might want to really write out your instructions and run them by a few different people to make sure that your expectations are clear and that you're clearly guiding and taking the students through the different activities that they will be completing. So good job. And if you have any questions, let me know.